The town of Charlotte, Vermont is pretty well off, but it has a bug problem, and not the kind you might think. Renovations on the town hall unearthed two secret listening devices, wireless bugs, hidden in the office of the town clerk and in a conference room. Now, this town of just under 4,000 people has a cold case on its hands. To tell us more about it, we've called Stephen Brooks, publisher of the Charlotte Spectator, who first broke this story. Hi there, Stephen.
Hi there.
So how were these bugs discovered?
Well, we had some retrofitting that we were doing in Town Hall, pulling the particle board ceiling down to install sheetrock above it. And these little electronic bugs just fell out.
What did they look like?
Well, one part of them is about an inch in diameter, and that would be the receiver, the ear. And then there's another part that's a printed circuit board with a little flexible red wire antenna that comes off of them, and two tiny little batteries, like watch batteries.
So they look sort of homemade, maybe?
No. These are obviously professionally designed, and the technology, though, we understand is 5 to 10-year-old technology.
Now, in your first story about these bugs, you wrote this about all the people who passed through the town hall. This is a quote. "Who can count the variation of pathologies and dark designs of heart and mind that came with them?" So, Stephen, who can count such things? Who might have done this and why?
Well, if you look at our demographics here and you realize that there's simply a very high preponderance of Charlotters who have too much time on their hands and don't have enough to do, those are likely the personalities that are inclined to get worked up about how particular matters might be getting handled at town hall. And a key to town hall is in the possession of the janitor, the handful of employees, any of the five members of our town select board. It's not a big list. In all of the pitter-patter and discussion that's gone on the last couple of months about it, the consensus is that it's likely a select board member who's no longer on the select board and hasn't been for years.
And just to be clear, there's no investigation going on at this time.
No investigation at all. It's more a matter of amusement and entertainment.
So what happens to these devices now?
Well, we don't have a police department, but our neighboring community, the town of Shelburne, has one, and they have them in a specially marked evidence bag in their evidence room. That's really the end of it. Nobody got any more worked up than just amusing themselves with the intrigue of the whodunit, who might have had the inclination to do this 5 to 10 years ago.
That's Stephen Brooks. He's publisher of the Charlotte Spectator in Vermont. He was talking with us about two wireless eavesdropping devices discovered in the Charlotte Town Hall. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas.
This is NPR News.